Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. In our first segment today, we've got good news for local authors and book lovers. We're going to talk to a Chattanooga book publisher who's seeking submissions. Chad Prevost joins us. He's the publisher at CNR Press. That's Conscious and Responsible Publishing. Chad, welcome to Around It About Chattanooga.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First of all, the name of your company, Conscious and Responsible Publishing. I like that name. What exactly does that mean?
You know, I get that question a lot. And when we first developed the name in like late 2006, I'm glad that we came up with something that could take on the evolution that CNR would become, because I do think that we are evolving into a bigger press than we originally were. And so the idea of conscious is we are conscious in our awareness of pushing boundaries, being a part of new ideas, having awareness of things that people and others who are in need in our community. And the responsibility part, the responsible, it translates into, at first we were like, we want to be responsible to our authors as a smaller independent press and treat them right. But then we've realized that it translates into really turning our consciousness into action and being responsible with what we know and bringing that energy into the world, leading workshops, teaching others, and doing fun, cool things like what we're trying to do in the community now.
Yeah, because it's more than just I'm going to put a book out and put it on a shelf. It's really community involvement you're doing.
It is, and it's become more so than ever this past year. It's exciting. It feels like there is something happening in Chattanooga. There's obviously the publishing opportunities and the literary culture we're trying to develop, but the fourth floor team at the library is has like created some office space for me to be the publisher in residence there.
Oh wow!
There's designers who are excited, and you know the cooperative open press that's opened up.
Yeah,
there's so many things and people who there's some big opportunities here.
So CNR Press, you're here in Chattanooga. Are you the sole employee? Are there more people in Chattanooga or around the world involved in this?
Around the world. There are a lot of moving parts and a lot of people who do help a lot. But I would say I have an intern a UTC intern. But no, I have to right now pretty much drive the train.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've been seeking submissions from September to the end of October is your submission period.
Right.
You publish fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Is there something all these different titles you're publishing have in common? Is there a common thread to them all? Or is it, what is it you publish?
Actually, if anything, I think I'm trying to begin designating clearer categories between the types. Like, I'm excited about in nonfiction and fiction, we've got two brand new imprints that we have the reading period for. What in nonfiction, and here's a really exciting thing that I hope everybody can help us with even, but it's the White Elephant Books imprint. And White Elephant Books stands for like the cultural subjects that everyone is aware of but no one's talking about.
Oh wow.
And we're planning on trying to do like short books, like every couple of months, like 20 to 40 pages, and design them at high levels and have them like available in multimedia formats as ebooks, worldwide distribution. And these authors will read and present their work at the library over the next year. We want to have readings there every other month. And we want to call it the White Elephant Book Series. And
is it subjects like race that people are kind of uncomfortable?
It's also like it's bold ideas in general. Bold ideas, disruptive, new things, like visionaries. What are their ideas? And I didn't want to make it daunting and like, hey, could you write a gigantic book?
But, right.
You know, something between a book and you know, a tweet. Like, how can we find? And 20 to 40 pages, people seem to be comfortable with that.
Kind of like maybe the TED Talk idea of just great ideas.
Yeah, and I'm trying to kind of like finally flesh out, like, how much do I want it to be like a TED Talk and how much do I want it to be maybe something different?
Yeah.
There's been some critiques of TED Talks that they don't always translate into action.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they have so many of them they couldn't all.
That's true. But yeah, that's what, and then the New Dirty, the fiction line called New Dirty, we're trying to really like establish, you know, a grit lit type of series.
Yeah.
You know, some of my literary contemporary heroes are like a Harry Cruz, a Larry Brown, Barry Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Dorothy Allison. She was here for the Conference on Southern Literature.
Yes, yes. That's a great one. Lee Fields, William Gay. A lot of them are already passed. But,
yeah.
But there's so many great contemporary writers. We'd love to, you know, kind of get in there and establish a line of books there.
Well, really, because Chattanooga, we have, you know, the Southern writers here. Their archives are in the UTC library. It really is a good town for that kind of gritty Southern lit.
Yeah, and I would love to. We're reading some really great material that's already coming in, and I would, you know, we're at least wanting to be able to get behind our first title in that line.
So it sounds like you're pretty excited about that.
I am. I'm very excited. I would just also just say, I would hope that everybody could like us on Facebook. That's where you could find us to stay in the loop. We are hoping to launch an Indiegogo campaign that will help push these lines into creation, because the reading period, the submission fees that we've been doing this time are not going to completely cover what we want to do for production and promotion. So like us on Facebook.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Chad Prevost. He's the publisher at CNR Press. They publish books here in Chattanooga, fiction, poetry, nonfiction. You'll be participating in Meacham, both you and at least one of your authors, participating in the Meacham Writers Workshop coming up October 24th through the 26th here in Chattanooga. What are you going to be doing at Meacham?
Well, that's yet another one of the many like things that have been partnerships that have been happening for CNR is that Meacham has agreed to take on at least one CNR author to, you know, be able to bring them in and support the press and help pay an author a little bit for coming in and reading. So that is exciting. And this time around, Lori Jaquila out of town is going to be coming and reading nonfiction on Thursday. And Caleb Ludwig, our local fiction writer, who is now a CNR Press author, will also be reading. I believe that's on the 24th. No, he's reading on Saturday, I believe. So it's exciting. I'll read Thursday night. But yes, I would want more and more people to come out. And Meacham is a great thing. Lots of momentum there. And it is, as you've said, free and open to the public.
And Caleb Ludwig, your author, his book is interesting because it's fiction, but hasn't it also won a design award for some reason?
Yeah, it did. He won like that MakeWorks. He won a grant with them, which in the proposal was 8 designers, 8 stories, and I think that was in 2011-ish. And it was so well designed and interesting that it even won design awards. But I recognize that, man, this guy's writing alone is good. And we've created, you know, a book in a different format that emphasizes the writing. And it's outstanding. We're really proud of it. It's our first hardback, actually, that we've released.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For the readers who really want to pick up on these books, where are they available around town?
They're available. Go to our website, crpress.org. Start there, please, and order direct from us.
Okay.
Everything's in an ebook format as well. You know, we would really love to push that. They're available through Ingram worldwide, but, you know, there aren't a lot of local bookstores
days. Yeah.
So,
I'm sure I'm leaving out some, but I know there's Winderbinder and,
Winderbinder. Yeah. They're supportive. I don't know if they're, carrying any of our books right now, but I should talk to them.
And I mean, it seems like there used to be a lot more actual locally owned non-chain bookstores, but
it is is another subject altogether, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's sad. But one of the things is we're trying to be adaptive to the changing times, and we're embracing POD technology and all the manifestations of ebooks.
And that's so important now, because it's just like, for me as a reader, I love it because it's 3 in the morning. I'm awake. There's a book I want. I press a couple of buttons and it's magically in my hand.
I do, too. It's grown on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be taking part in Meacham. That's the 24th through the 26th. Your website is CR Press. Thank you so much for joining us.
CRPress.org.
CRPress.org, because you're a nonprofit.
That's right. Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.